Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What you be doing at home?
Nothing. I mind my business. I stay in my room.
I feel like you lying.
I don't come out until she tell me dinner's ready. I don't do nothing at home.
Hey, also, when I lie, I do like that too. So you, I get it.
We different though.
You're taller. Oh, no, I don't even do nothing.
You taller than me.
I didn't be at home. I didn't even do nothing. My mom be like, man, stop. You stop shaking your head. I know what's going on. Tell me the truth. I'm telling the truth. I can't stop it either, so I get it. I get it.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Hard. I'm your host, Tahir Moore, and I am here with the illustrious, okay, the joke connoisseur. All right. Host of a morning show.
All right.
Creator of the black hoodie, no matter what color it is, it's a
black hoodie.
You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. LA's own, by way of Atlanta now, Mr. Tyler Chronicles.
My God.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
I appreciate you having me, dog.
Okay, I see you got the jewels out.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Got moms and grandma on there, you know what I'm saying, one time. Got to ice it up just a little bit.
Yeah, that's
hey, you know what? It feels good to be close to somebody that I know ain't sick. I don't even know how to feel for real.
Rappers say make a difference.
Hey, bro, listen.
You be like, hey, man, this feel like real life again.
Yes.
Feel like real life again.
I almost feel like hugging people.
It's got everybody shook, man. I don't know how y'all doing in Atlanta. Y'all just like living regular life in Atlanta.
Hey, you know what it's like? It's like when you go raw a few times and you be like, you know what?
It just is what it is.
If they don't say nothing,
whatever
I ain't got
whatever happens.
Look, if they don't say nothing, I ain't got it.
Listen, this is what we need to do. We need to block the internet in Atlanta. We need to make it so y'all can't get nothing out. We need to Wakanda the fuck out of Atlanta right now so nobody can get in or out. That's
make it
what
like
y'all
North
need.
Korea. Yeah. Like you can't pop
that's
up.
Facts.
But
facts.
We ain't worse than Houston, though, for real.
Houston worse?
Man, look, they had a concert.
Oh, shit.
For Bow Wow, nigga.
For Bow Wow?
niggas risked their esophagus for Bow Wow, bro.
Oh, hold on, bro.
On
is
me.
This real?
On me. On me.
I don't support that at all.
Hey.
That's taking all the risk. That's going raw first night. And you don't even know a name. You was like, hey, baby girl. And y'all was talking the whole night off of hey, baby girl.
Hey,
you don't know a name.
Girl, and you rawed it and ate the butt. That might be too far. That might be too.
No. People eating the butt.
Yeah,
people eating the butt now. Remember 10, 15 years ago, going down on a chick wasn't even popular. Now,
I remember comedians had jokes about how it was nasty to go down, and also how black women didn't suck dick.
Yeah.
But black women had caught up.
Well, listen, man, this is a word is hard, bro. We got 5 words.
Oh, here we go.
5 difficult words, and we are trying to pronounce correctly and then guess the definition of. Now, behind us is the illustrious Maya, okay? She ain't gonna really fuck with you.
Nah, right I know. There. I just know I was gonna say hello, but you're not kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you can speak.
Hey.
See, you see how she just head nod but didn't give you nothing else? Yeah, that's her. She's here to make sure we stay on task,
okay.
But also let us know if we get the words correct or we get the words wrong.
All
so
right.
That's basically what she does. And then, we have, like I said, 5 cards, and then we get into a bonus round, but I'll explain the bonus round more when we get closer to that.
Copy.
All right,
let's get
into it. Here we go.
Round 1.
All right, so this is a theme round. Well, not round, but episode. Sometimes we have themes or... you know, different additions to the game. So this one is just themed, so I don't know what if it's like brands or, I mean, I don't know if it's like clothing brands or good product brands. I don't know.
It's
I never
brands.
Know. It's just brands. They don't tell me anything. I'm on 2 shows where I don't know what the fuck I'm walking into.
You got a lot going on, man. They probably told you. You just don't
know.
No,
that's part of the thing. Like, I never know the words
okay.
on this show. And then the podcast they have my wife, I never know what we talk about. I just sit down and I could be walking to the fire. She walks in like, so today we talking about trifling ass niggas. This is what we doing. I never know. So I just be sitting in the fire just hoping that I can just make it through live.
Good Lord.
We gonna just get it going right now. So I'm gonna kick it off
like
first.
That sounds like purgatory.
Hey, listen, man, I just live through it, bro. It's cheaper to keep her. She know my social now. I can't go nowhere.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And it's LA. Neither one of us can afford to live by ourselves.
Come on now, somebody got to make it happen.
We got to talk it out at the end of the night. Here we go. First word.
Here we go.
The word is COMME space DES space GARCONS.
Oh, okay.
You know what's so crazy is I have a pair of these shoes. I've bought her a pair of these shoes, and I still.
You got two.
I just be like, let me get the CDG's Converse because I know.
It's not like skateboard shoes when you say that.
Yeah, I know, right?
CDG's.
All right, it's because it's French, and I'm gonna fuck it up. Back up. Here we go. Damn it! How do they say it at the store? All right. Comme de Grocons.
No.
Comme de Grocons.
Hey yo, it sounds. You sound like you are on Game of Thrones and you are calling for the dragons.
Comme de Grocons.
Comme de Grocons. Say it one more time, though, for real.
Comme de Grocons.
It's just the last. I mean, none of it's right. Let me start there. But the last word, though, uh-huh. Give me the last word one more time. Like, try it for real, because I don't think you try. I think you're doing that for the camera.
You've obviously never watched any.
I watch this a lot.
Then you know I'm not doing
it. I know. You know when you get here, you get behind the scene. Like, you get the wild and out. You're like, oh, man, they don't really. But you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Give me that last word.
Garkins. Jarkins. Garrickins. Garrickins. Is this a silent R? Is it Gawkins? What is it, Maya?
Comme des garçons.
That's a song? That's garçon?
Garçon.
Garçon.
Don't do that.
See, the first time you said gra, and I was like, ain't no way you see a R next to that G.
Don't do that. I don't like how long your arm is. Your wingspan is too fucking far, the fact that you could just touch my car from where you're sitting right now. That's ridiculous.
I was rooting
for you. Comme des garçons. Okay. I know exactly what they are. I knew I was going to fuck that up. I like them. Them little shits be expensive, but Comme des Garçons has teamed up with Converse to make Converse shoes that cost twice as much. This is very true.
Mm.
And I've bought them. So
I didn't even know that for real. Okay. Yeah. How much they cost?
Enough.
Copy.
So I don't even know. Do we get to, it's a clothing line. It's a brand, clothing line.
Correct.
Okay, cool. So you can guess the definition.
Got you.
So when you pull it, like, try to pull from underneath your top card. No, oh. Your top card, so you can...
not see.
Yes, and I can see the next one.
All right.
There you go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This ain't right, is it? this how this game goes?
This is why I hate this fucking game. I got a fucking SAT prep word, and this nigga gets some shit that... A fucking sweetest kid learns that third day on earth.
The word is IKEA.
This is mine?
That's your word.
Oh, IKEA.
Actually, it's IKEA.
What?
Yes!
IKEA. IKEA. There's no way this says IKEA.
IKEA, IKEA.
There's commercials.
IKEA, IKEA, IKEA.
IKEA.
Icky. I'm just glad you ain't get the point. I'm a hating ass nigga.
If you ever slept on some IKEA furniture, it do make you feel ickier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Face ass.
But
come on, man. No goddamn IKEA.
Hey, man, listen.
You can't sell, I guess you can't sell furniture. Like, yeah, come to IKEA's.
I mean, it's a word of their native language. So, I mean, this is Swedish, right?
Swedish, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Swedes pronounce it like that, man. You can't tell them how they talk. Shit.
Are they racist, too?
No, I thought the Swedes were pretty chill. They cool. Got good... They got chocolate.
They got
anybody
chocolate.
That got bomb-ass chocolate can't really be racist like that.
I think that might be true.
Yeah, that just goes against the laws of physics.
All right, I got to read the back.
Mm-hmm. Try to figure out what IKEA is.
You can tell how much a millennial's job pays... by which line of IKEA furniture they have in their apartment. That's fucked up. Yeah. Women with IKEA furniture got STDs, though, for you young kids out there.
You have to tell her what IKEA is so you can try to get the second point.
IKEA. Oh, it's a furniture brand. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Get my second point. Hell, I ain't get my first one because of the bullshit.
Hey, man, listen. I don't make the rules. I just try to abide by them and get them wrong sometimes.
Round two.
Now, y'all know I love eating. I love it. Oh, food is one of the joys of life. One of the things I don't love is going to the grocery store, thinking about what I want to cook for the week, then making a list, and then making sure I got everything on the list. It's a lot. That's why I rock heavy with HelloFresh. Not only do they let you pick what type of cuisine you want for that week, but they also make it super easy to prepare it. HelloFresh makes it easy to cook these meals. I feel like a real chef. I put on my apron. I put on my white chef's hat. Bow! I'm in there. Usually I make a mess. I'm not going to lie to you. I make a little mess. But the food is so delicious. Listen, you need to get with this program. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. 30 minutes? I spend 30 minutes looking for a parking spot sometimes. And I know what you're finna say. Oh, Tahir, I don't want to sign up for something. I don't want a commitment. I got to stick around for you. Listen, HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need with customizable orders every week. You can easily change your delivery days or your food preferences or even skip a week whenever you need. Now you ain't got no excuse. Start eating good. Start eating better than you have been eating ever before and start doing it easier than it's ever been. How? With HelloFresh. Now, for all my people listening, I got a good deal for you. Go to HelloFresh.com/wording10, the number 10, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, 10, and use the code wording10, 10 again, for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's right. We're hooking you up with free 10 meals and free shipping. You ain't got no excuse. You hear me? You ain't got no excuse not to try this out. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/wording, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, and the number 10, 10. Use the code wording10, 10, for 10 free meals and free shipping. Come on. Y'all better start eating right. You know what's going on.
Round two.
Come on. I know I'm going to get this wrong.
The word is F-A-G-E.
Because I don't know if that G is going to be the J. Okay.
That G is ambiguous.
It is. And that E might not be there. But I ain't gonna, if the E ain't there, I definitely ain't going to say it like it's a G then. Because then you get canceled.
Right, hey, bro.
Fage.
Fahe.
Now that ain't right.
Bruh!
Now that ain't right.
I never ever even heard of it. What, say it again? Fahe?
Fahe.
What's stupid?
What is that? I ain't heard of that. I'm mad at that one too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I wanna win, but I'm mad too.
Her secret to a happy tummy is a cup of plain fahe before dinner. Is that coffee? That's not coffee. Cause that is like a plain cup of plain fahe.
You drink coffee before dinner?
I mean, you know, cause coffee loosens up your bowels for some people. So some people have it before. So I have it after.
That's what I was thinking.
I have a warm beverage ever.
That's what might be the trick. All these are tricky, man.
Cup of plain fahe before dinner.
What would you put in fahe if it wasn't plain, though? It probably would help.
I mean, not really, because you could people put creamer in tea, too.
That's nasty.
I mean, it's a British thing. Yeah, you know, they put milk in it.
That's why their teeth look like that. So I ain't trying to follow that up. Yeah, end it. Yeah, end it, motherfucker.
End it.
Go to the dentist, end it. You don't have any dentistry, isn't it?
Let me tell you something. I went to London. They knew I was from America. Everybody that spoke to me was like, hey, Big Mon. States, eh? And I was like, yeah, nigga. Where's your McDonald's?
Where is it?
I'm going to go with tea.
No. It's actually Greek yogurt.
You know what? I was thinking it was going to be like the little cup things that they be drinking. Mm-hmm. But I was like, nah, there's no way they would do that because I've never heard of it being in a cup like that. So
I never heard nobody eating yogurt before dinner.
Activia. Keeps you regular. Yeah.
Before you eat food?
I mean, you're supposed to do it once a day to keep it regular anyway.
I mean, that's yours. I just feel like they're tricking you, bro.
But they get me a lot.
Yeah, man. I don't think I like this. All right, here we go another. See, I've been watching this joint, right? You know what I'm saying? I really, really fuck with the show. Congratulations on this dopeness. And
Thank
the
you.
Words have been, I'm expecting like longer words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
Are we gonna fuck that up too? Wait till Ronnie's turn.
Oh, okay, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it ain't Ronnie's turn, but I've been preparing for longer words.
I mean, you got the first one wrong, and it was pretty short as fuck.
You feel me?
Yeah, so, I mean.
Because I wasn't prepared for Ikea. You know what I'm saying?
That word tripped you
Come
up.
Come on, man.
That shit tied both your shoelaces together
Come
while you were sitting down.
I was prepared for words like truncated.
Oh.
The word is P-O-R-S-C-H-E.
All right, so I know black people don't say this word right.
Uh-huh.
So, do I have any white friends with one of these? I want to hear what they say. Because we say it like a black girl name. Portia.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's Portia. Some niggas say Porsche, too.
Right, right. It's a 50-50 toss-up. But he might not say it right either.
He might not.
Rappers manipulate a lot of words to make it rhyme with the next word. So,
but I trust Jay-Z the most in terms of actually pronouncing.
You sure?
Yes, I don't trust Rick Ross, but I trust Jay-Z.
I wouldn't trust Lil Wayne either because he really thinks that. He thinks Phenomenal Sauce with the F.
And the F is for Phenomenal.
Right, he said that in the song. Nobody questioned it. Yeah, nobody questioned it. Nobody wrote letters or anything. Like, he's this guy and the children.
I'm going to go with Porsche.
No, it is Portia.
What? Yeah, I knew that one, but I wasn't going to give it to this nigga.
What? What? I see, go with your first instinct.
Yeah, I used to work at CarMax, and they told us how to say it correctly, and I was like.
It's Portia. Mm-hmm. A lot of the rappers do say Porsche. They fucked it up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Instead of changing his ways, the man bought his humiliated wife a Portia.
Mm.
And she forgave him again. It sounded like he bought her another bitch. Like, baby, I know I be cheating, but I bought one home so you can see her.
She be like both of us. I just keep her in the office.
I don't want to keep you in limbo. You know what I mean? The suspense is killing both of us. It's a car brand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice.
All right.
Gotta get my half point.
There it is.
Round 3.
Next word.
Here we go.
The word is YVE. S space, S A I N T space, L A U R E N T.
YSL.
Mm-hmm.
YSL, but you don't say the Y. This is Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent. It's French. So
okay, what I say?
T.
Hold on, but what I say? What I say though?
Yves Saint Laurent.
You gave it too
you
much
heard
tea.
The T?
I heard it.
I did too.
I said the T.
I heard the T.
I should have said it quiet like Yves Saint Laurent. In 2007, Yves Saint Laurent was awarded the rank of Grand Officer de la Légion d'honneur. Why is all of this in the census? Uh-oh. Why is all of this? Whatever that word is, by French President Nicolas. I ain't got to get that right.
You know that L word.
No, I said Légion.
No, you don't know that L word. God damn. Legion, yeah.
But it's French, though. I thought it was a Légion.
Oh, it might be. It might be.
It's Grand Officer de la Légion d'honneur by French President Nicolas Sarkozy for his contribution to French culture. You know what? It's a clothing brand.
Yeah.
Give me that S word again, man.
Why you want to do that?
Just because nobody's ever done it.
Sarkozy.
Thank you.
I knew you could do it, bro. Don't be believing in me, because I will disappoint you every time I do it.
No, man, I swear to God.
Just to prove a point.
You just did it.
I did.
You just did it. I know you could do it, man. Come on, man. Nobody ever tries you. They just joke with you, man. That's the problem. That's probably what you need to talk with your therapist about.
It's because I didn't have a dad.
Me either, dog. And that's probably why I understand you.
I don't.
Another trick one.
Yeah, because everybody says this shit wrong. And here's the thing. When you say this shit wrong, you walk into the store all confident. Yeah, I want to see a pair of, you know what I'm saying? I want to see the black. And they be like, you mean? They be like, this is what I meant.
The word is L-O-U-I-S space V-U-I-T-T-O. O-N.
Channel it. Come on. You've been to Vegas enough. Niggas
yeah,
love
but
it.
See, I'm a sweatpants type of guy. Like,
but they make sweatpants. Niggas love to steal them out of Lennox. I watch the news. I saw the niggas
mobbing. They be mobbing.
Listen,
right.
niggas in Atlanta don't even try to run into stores and steal no more. They just wait till niggas come out with their shopping bags when they come.
Yeah.
Like, hey, yo, hey, up that shit, fuck right. nigga, before I had to up this pistol on you.
He look like he about my size. Come here. All right. So Louis Vuitton is what the rapper said mm-hmm. again. All right, here we go.
You got it.
Louis Vuitton.
Correct.
Oh! That seemed like it should have been easier. I shouldn't be as happy as I am. It's like I'm the first kid in the slow class at lunch. Hey, I beat y'all. Yeah, nigga, you got up first. All right, Louis Vuitton started in 1854 as a luggage designer. All right, and has since grown into a $25 billion company. Well, they kind of told me the answer.
Maybe.
I mean, it is a luggage and clothing company.
Correct.
All right, there you all go. Right. I saw a Louis. We went to Vegas. We saw a Louis Vuitton punching bag. I was like, who needs this?
Supreme. That's what they doing.
Who needs and who does this?
Some Floyd.
Yeah, but I ain't finna spend $60,000 on a punch bag to actually punch a punch bag.
$60,000?
I didn't go in the store. I told you, if I can't afford it, I ain't gonna touch it.
Right. Everything feel like it's $60,000.
What I had on too, like I was just making a quick run. I would have ran in there and be like, nigga, what you?
What?
Fam, what you want? What you want?
You don't box.
What you want, my nigga? We ain't got no keychains. We ain't got no socks. This ain't that Louis store. Right? This is a different one. What you want?
Keychain.
Yeah. Like,
you know you broke in the store when you just walk in and you look up.
Yeah.
Y'all like, what's the stuff up? That's the ceiling, man. Ain't nothing up there.
Y'all got some shoestrings?
Give me something.
Round 4.
Hey, what's up, guys? Your boy, To Hear More. And listen, you made it through 2020, and it is now 2021, so you owe it to yourself to make sure you keep your personal hygiene at its best. You understand me? There are no excuses for you to be walking around smelling any type of way. Get Hawthorne and smell your absolute best. This is a premium tailored personal care brand that would help you smell unique amongst the others, okay? I know we ain't got a lot of places to go, but you still got to go to the gas station. You still got to go to the supermarket. There are certain places that are still doing outside dining, you still have to smell your best. You should. And with Hawthorne, they make it so easy. Some would say fun, okay? You get to fill out a survey about you, all about you. Where do you like to go out? When you go out, what do you like to drink? Are you a smoker? Or do you hang out and hang on the wall? Are you the life of the party like me? You know what I'm saying? Light up the room, baby. All of these questions, they take the answers from and they figure out a scent that best suits you, okay? That really complements your personality. That's what it's about. It's not just about putting on the cologne, yeah, I smell okay. No, put on something that matches your personality. Put on something that's unique to you. So to all my listeners right now, I'm going to hook you up. That's right, your boy's looking out for you. I got 10% off your first purchase from Hawthorne. That's right, 10% off. All you have to do is go to hawthorne.co and use the promo code WORDING, W-O-R-D-I-N-G. Go to Hawthorne, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E.co. That's C-O, okay? And use the promo code WORDING, and you go to 10% off your entire first purchase. You're welcome. Smell your best.
Round 4.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, I think I know this one.
The word is G-I-V-E-N-C-H-Y.
Ah, that's another one that we've heard said wrong and right. Mm-hmm. I've heard it pronounced Givenchy. I've heard it pronounced Givenchy. Givenchy. Givenchy.
Correct.
Hey.
Come on, man. You know what the fuck it is. I'm out here doing this. Now, the people, fuck boy now one
the,
time.
The people that be saying Givenchy be wrong.
That's they trying too hard, bro.
That sound like they trying too
that's,
hard.
That's like somebody going to a place and like, yeah, let me get the Pinot Noir.
You
like,
know what I'm saying?
You
going to McDonald's
like,
getting the McDouble. Two McDoubles for me and my court.
My good man. The best part about wearing Givenchy clothes is telling people they're Givenchy.
Yeah, you know this is.
Yeah, it's a clothing brand.
Correct.
There you go.
Oh, man, this is going to be my highest scoring game.
There you go. I mean, the answer is in the card.
There's no need to do that. Let's not point out that.
All right.
The word is M-O-E-T ampersand C-H-A-N-D-O-N.
Now, I feel like I've heard this pronounced several times.
Yeah.
By several people.
Several rappers.
Several rappers and just, you know, just around and about.
This was the first champagne I heard about because of rappers.
Yep. And then they put it in Marshalls. I mean, like, you know how they downgrade clothes and they put it in Marshalls. In Ralph's and Kroger's and mm-hmm. now it's ready.
Once Jay-Z said we was off that, we was like, all right,
be out. Nope. No more jerseys either.
Let me get that brute right. there. Let me get that brute.
That brute and a button up. No more jerseys, right?
Yeah. Woo!
Moet and Sean Don.
Sorry, it's
French. Hold on.
It's too late. Once she says sorry, it's too late.
It's too late. She said, what if I say hold on before she says?
You better get it out then, but you didn't do that.
No.
All right, but I'm going to say it right before you say I was wrong. I still not take the point.
Okay.
Moet and Sean Don.
Still incorrect.
God damn. I keep my points I got?
Yeah, you keep that.
I feel like I should lose points for trying too hard.
How do you say it, Maya?
Moet et Sean Don.
Run the tape back, y'all. I believe I said that shit. Hey, run me back the tape. Ain't no way. My voice is deeper. Ain't no fucking way I did not say that. She spared no expense on her daughter's wedding and demanded Moet and Sean Don at the rehearsal dinner, too.
Ballers. Damn, at the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah, sweatpants and Moet.
Woo! Shit.
A wee Moet. Oh,
Moet. That should be the fun version of it.
Oh, Reem Away.
Yeah, for the summer, yeah. You get a bottle of Reem Away.
That shit hit hard like a 211.
What is it?
Oh, Reem Away.
No, okay. Oh. What? Moet and Sean Don. What is
Moet
it?
Moet and Sean Don.
No, what is it?
Oh, shit. It's a champagne company.
Correct.
All right. Yes. There we go. I think this is the last, last card.
Down one.
Round 5.
There we go. Oh,
shit.
Fuck! No, I'm gonna mess this one up.
Oh, yeah.
Let me channel my inner Cardi B.
Nah,
come
you
on.
Got this one,
bloody
though.
Bloody shoes.
The word is L-O-U-B-O-U-T-I-N.
Bloody shoes. Bloody shoes. Louis Vuitton.
Can you say it once more?
I always fuck it up. On
no,
the
no, you didn't. You didn't mess okay. it up. I just couldn't hear.
Louis Vuitton.
No, you're getting it confused with Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Louboutin.
Louboutin. Louboutin.
I said it correctly. I did.
I did. She said it. I did say that wrong.
Yeah, that was another case.
It was a trick.
It was a case of trying too hard.
Yeah.
All of these are difficult in that manner Louboutin. Because you just like, they're going to try to trick us.
Whatever. I ain't never going, I don't want no red bottoms. Fuck that. That shit be ugly. Let me tell you something. You goof-ass rappers be wearing these big fucking walking orthopedic-ass shoes.
Come on, man.
Telling people that shit is cool. That shit look goofy as fuck, boy.
Stupid.
And they all be wearing these Louboutin with all these spikes on them and zippers and shit. That shit look dumb as fuck, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it costs a lot of money don't mean that shit look good. Y'all right. know that shit ain't wavy. That shit look dumb as fuck, boy.
Yep.
If you ain't had the money, you be looking at it like, that shit dumb. You niggas walking around with tight jeans with no back pockets and no front pockets and these big-ass, bulky-ass, dumb-ass shoes. You look like you stop motorcycles for a living. You ride on the back of a nigga's motorcycle and you put your foot down and slow that bitch down and take a curve, you goof-ass niggas. That shit look dumb. And I'm telling you because I love you niggas. Ain't nobody going to say it because they around you and they want your money. But I'm going to tell you because I want your money. Stop stopping these niggas' motorcycles, goof-ass boy.
Oh, God.
What is it? Hey, yo. Oh, shit.
Nigga be like, right? All right. Nigga bring that foot down like, and lean with it.
The most elegant part of the disgraced first lady's abrupt exit from Washington was her black Louboutins.
Mm-hmm.
This is a shoe company.
Correct.
That was the most disgraceful part of
it? I thought it was when she left him, when he stopped to wave, and she was like, man, the fuck out of here.
Yeah. She could. Let me tell you.
She clocked out on the plane, bro. She was getting wasted on that plane.
Out of there.
She out. Oh,
they had
like,
to find her because, you know, when the white people was climbing the wall at Capitol Hill and all that disturbing,
yeah.
She got on out
oh,
of there.
She was out.
She was like, oh,
see,
yeah.
This is my chance.
This is my moment.
This is my chance.
Got the hell
she
out
got
there.
Off the plane. She had her own car waiting. He was like, Melania, well, you like, I got a car. Ah. Goof ass.
All right. All right. There's another one of them joints. It's the Justin Timberlake drink, right?
Oh, no.
Nah. This ain't it?
This word be fucking people up like it's a bully.
The word is A-C-A-I.
But it got a commercial. Yeah, help me out.
See,
you don't feel like helping?
Here's the thing. This is a word that is mispronounced by everybody, including the person that created it.
Now, that ain't... How fair is that?
I don't know, man.
How fair is it?
It's a power fruit.
But this shit's stupid. It's a power fruit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what is a power fruit? Like, gives you the energy? Like, what's in Red Bull?
Like, it's just like, you know.
Don't tell him the answer.
Oh, yeah, don't tell him the answer.
Oh, shit, I kind of did,
you
huh?
Kind of did, but I was going to guess it. So I'm going to say a Kai
mm-hmm.
because.
Yeah. But don't laugh at him. Don't give him a chance.
Oh, somebody knows.
Don't rain on his black boy joy.
You see me? I'm over here pontificating, and they're like. All right, I want to say a Kai, but obviously that's wrong.
No, I mean,
I can read the room. So only other thing you can possibly get out of this fucking four-letter word,
mm-hmm.
if it ain't a Kai.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, because you could be. All right, fuck it. I'm going to go with something I didn't think it was.
Mm-hmm.
A say.
Still wrong.
All right.
Yeah.
Because acai was the other one. That's probably wrong, too.
It's acai.
Acai.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people struggle with that word.
And I feel like I heard that.
Yeah.
I feel like I heard acai.
Yeah.
You know what? Because I argue everything, but
mm-hmm.
I can't.
Yeah, that was one.
Fuck, I think I heard. All right. Health nuts love acai. Not only for the taste, but also for the antioxidant effects. It is a power fruit.
It is. Good job.
You never had an acai bowl?
Hey, man.
It's like a little purple type shit, and they put oats in it and fruit, like other fruit.
That sounds good, but I have not had one.
Yeah, man. There's a couple places downtown that sell the shit.
Okay.
But I'll be like, yo, let me get one of them bowls. I'll never try to say that.
You don't never try. If you got it now, though, I might just go get one because it's there.
Yeah. All right, so.
They sell it at IKEA?
Nah, but you get the goddamn meatball.
You know, they got breakfast at the IKEA by my house.
Word?
Yeah.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, I had a chick put me on to it. She's like, let's go to breakfast at it. She said IKEA. She's so dumb. So,
you can't teach niggas nothing.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Hey, first chance. I can't it's wait to shit on it. Listen, I was in high school when I learned how to pronounce Saucony, right? So, because people still say Saucony.
People
and I'm
love
like,
Saucony.
It's Saucony. They be like, this is such a goof ass up. I'm like, I've been to the company.
Yeah.
I took a trip of the warehouse. I'm telling you, it's Saucony. Like, if you look on the website, in parentheses, it says Sock-A-K-N-E-E. It's
that's
pronounced Saucony.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they was like, I really knew it just from looking like in a Vibe magazine. And they had it in there. But I told niggas I was in, yeah.
I was over it.
I was shaming the fuck out of you. You pronounce the Saucony? Let me guess. Single parent household.
Let me guess.
Extra credit.
For all my glasses wearing people out there, you know what I'm saying? It's a big community of us. And you guys know I love glasses. I love to switch them out, put on different ones. Every show, I got on a different pair of glasses because I am a connoisseur. So I want to give a big shout out to Warby Parker because they are providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. All right, you can get everything from eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, to contacts, everything in one place. And they make you look good while they do it, baby. With glasses starting at just $95, you heard right, just $95. There is no reason that you should not be taking advantage and making sure that your face looks the best in the place. That's not really a saying. I just kind of made it my own thing. Now, what Warby Parker has that no one else is really offering right now is their home try-on kit. You can pick five glasses. That's right, five of them. Try them on at home. They will ship directly to your door. You ain't even got to put on pants to open the door to grab them. I mean, you should if people are around, but if no one's around, just kind of stick your arm out the door. Grab that package, put on the glasses, take pictures, get some feedback from some friends and family. Tell them which ones you like and see which ones they like. That's what I did, okay? That's what I tried them all on, took some pictures, bow. Little selfie, you see how your boy out here doing it. All you gotta do is get the glasses, try them on, write down the ones that you like, the ones that you don't even worry about it. You ship them all back, all five of them, and then they will hit you with an email to tell you the next steps. Listen, it doesn't get any easier than this, people. You need to take advantage. Now, the takeaways, what do you need to do? Listen to me, go to warbyparker.com/wording. Why? Because I'm gonna hook you up with the free home try-on program. That's right, you get to pick five pair of glasses. They're going to ship right to your door. You're going to try them on. You're going to send them back. You're going to tell them which ones you love. And then they're going to either put your prescription in them or they're just going to send you the glasses. You don't have to get your prescription in them. Especially if you get sunglasses. Just get what you want, baby. Again, go to warbyparker.com/wording. W-O-R-D-I-N-G. Get you the five glasses. Okay, you can get the sunglasses. You can get the regular glasses. It doesn't matter. Try them on. Have a great time. Make your face smile.
Extra credit.
Now we go on to the bonus round, ladies and gentlemen. We have one very strongly worded sentence that we have to try to complete in 10 seconds or less with as little errors as possible.
Strongly worded sentence.
Mm-hmm. All right. It means a lot of words, a lot of big words and shit like that.
Sound like Dr. Umar wrote it.
Yeah, nigga. Him and Martin Luther King.
It's strongly worded.
Yeah. Now Maya's going to give us a chance before I let you pull first. Don't look at it. You're just going to pull your card. And then she's going to keep the time for us. And I'll go first just to show you how it's done because be killing it. Mm-hmm. I'm killing. I'll be fucked up. But she's going to keep the time for it. And let me just make sure we're on the right side.
Oh, come on, I got you.
All right, 10 seconds on the clock, Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. It's vanished trees. The trees that had made way for Gatsby's house had once parted in the whispers to the last and the greatest of all human dreams for a transitory, enchanted moment, man must have held his breath in the presence of the discontent, compelled in an aesthetic contemplation of he neither understood nor desired face to face for the last time in history with something commensurate to his capacity for wonder. Fuck F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Was it right?
No, it was not right.
You know, at one point, these sentences actually were able to be said in 10 seconds. Now, they just don't give a fuck.
They don't.
Yeah, so trust and believe, your shit finna be 18 lines, too.
Here we go.
With 16 commas and one period. That bitch finna be healthy, too.
The cat closed the refrigerator.
Nigga, no.
Did I get, it was 10?
No. No and no.
Here we go. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. We cross our bridges as we come to them and burn them behind us, with nothing to show for our progress except memory of the smell of smoke and the presumption that once our eyes watered, Tom Stoppard, Rosencrantz, and Guildenstern are dead. Thank you.
Was that 10 seconds or was that longer than 10 seconds?
It was 10.86. Did you read the author's name at the bottom?
Correct.
Okay, so he did it under 10 seconds.
Yes, I did.
He's got it. He read it well as well.
You did a great job.
I was about to say shit.
You did a great job.
Did I not do it?
Your shit was way shorter than mine. I do want to point that out. Like that shit was way like,
way
my,
shorter.
My shit was three paragraphs. My shit was fucking thesis.
Easily. They hate you.
Well, Maya's about to total up our scores and she's gonna let us know what we got and who is the winner of the said episode. I will say with that bonus, he kinda
the bonus is worth everything.
The bonus is worth it's a bonus. So you get a nice little amount of points for that bonus right there.
Well, congratulations, Tyler. You got 80 points and you won.
Yeah, how many is Tahir get?
That's not even really
important. Yeah, it is important because I need to know.
Tahir got 50 points.
Yay! Dubbed him. 80 to 50. That's pretty good.
I heard her when she said it.
Oh, okay. But I just want to let you I just want to let you know, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty good.
Thank you, man. I'm going to let you have a good time. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we got Tyler Chronicles on the show. It's been another episode of Wording Is Hard. Is there anything you want to let the people know? Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
Brand. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.